Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yankees had gone a while without an injury after losing Severino, CC, Aaron Hicks. The list kept going. Now they're losing Giancarlo Stanton, as we briefly mentioned a little while ago. He's going on the injured list,
IL.
With a strained bicep. And so what we talked about earlier about splitting up Judge and Stanton now becomes something irrelevant for who knows how long. And I think that's the concerning part now. All right, that without Giancarlo, how long is this going to be? How long are they going to miss this guy? Mm. Now, the positive, and there's no positive to being him being hurt, but the positive is that the opportunity is right there for Clint Frazier. Clint Frazier could have had opportunities last year. Unfortunately, he was dealing with his issues, which was that concussion that he battled. So while Judge was out, Clint Frazier was not able to take advantage of that opportunity. Well, here comes the opportunity. Giancarlo is out. We have no idea how long it's going to be. Who knows? Maybe it's only 10 days. Maybe it's more than that. We'll probably find out more when Aaron Boone talks to the media and Brian Cashman talks to the media. But even then, we may not know, because they may just say, yeah, well, we'll let you know later. We don't know. We'll find out. So this is a big chance here for Clint Frazier, but obviously another hit to the Yankees losing Giancarlo Stanton.
Yeah. No, no question about that. 10 days, huh? What's the injury again?
It is a strained bicep. Now, what that means for a position player, I think it's a left strained bicep. I don't know. And I know if you're the Yankees, you want to be careful, certainly. You want to take it easy with him. You want to make sure he's healthy. This is still a 162-game season. I know when you lose two out of three to the Orioles and now you have this injury, it feels worse than it is. But you want to also make sure that he comes back healthy. So the Yankees dealing with yet another injury. Clint Frazier will get an opportunity now to play. And we'll see if the Yankees can overcome this.
Yeah, we will see. All right, now you got this thing, which I'm dying to hear now. You said that 9,000 people reacted to your poll about who you'd rather have. If you're a Knicks fan and you could only have one or the other, would you rather A, win the lottery, draft Zion Williamson, or B, not win the lottery and sign Kevin Durant?
That's right.
And I said the other day I would much rather, as a Knicks fan, win the lottery and draft Zion Williamson, then sign Kevin Durant as a free agent. And you went out on the internet, I guess you did this, and you said 9,000 people actually reacted to it. And you said
total.
It was overwhelming. Right?
I did not say that.
Oh no. Okay.
I
thought you said that.
No.
I guess I was wrong.
So it was 8,488 votes, not quite 9,000. Okay. About 8,500 votes.
Okay. And the percentage? Don't tell me the answer yet. But the percentage of what won was what?
51-49.
Wow.
It was close.
And so it could not have been any closer.
No, and what you probably thought when you said it was overwhelming is that when we talked about this on Friday, I thought it would be overwhelming.
Overwhelming which way?
I thought it would be overwhelming for Zion Williamson.
Okay.
That as good as Durant is, as sure as of what you
right.
are he
right.
is,
right.
he's 31 years old.
Right.
The guy's got fake burner accounts, and he's not yours.
Right.
You know, we're
right.
dealing with,
right.
with this with
right.
Giancarlo
right.
Stanton.
Right.
He's not yours.
Right.
We see this with Yankee fans. I know Knicks fans are different because you're desperate. You're in the
yes.
Sahara Desert, and you're very thirsty.
Sahara.
And Durant is either the best player in the league or he's top three. You know, take your pick
him right.
and Giannis and even Kawhi Leonard.
Right.
Take your pick. And James Harden, if you will, or
right.
whatever. But he is 31 years old, and Zion Williamson, while he may never be Kevin Durant, he's a kid. You've got 11 years on Durant with Zion Williamson.
Right. So it's 51-49. I'm going to say, okay, and I'm going to say 51-49 signing Durant.
51-49 drafting Zion Williamson.
I was, okay.
But, I mean, does it even matter? It was close.
It is close.
I mean, when you have 8,500 votes.
That's pretty much right down the middle.
That's
about as down the middle as you can get.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Now, I don't know what the Electoral College said. I can just give you the popular vote. Okay,
right.
I can't
well,
tell
that's
you
all
much.
That matters here. There is no electoral college
no.
here.
We don't have that.
No.
I'm reading some of the replies. Here's what some of the replies from
yeah,
people.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Stephen Howard Beach replied. How about that?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Durant, even if he's signed by the Knicks, will never be a true Nick. It's kind of what we're talking about.
Right.
Zion,
well, if you won a championship, we'd look at him as one.
You would, but, I mean, look, you know the way it is.
No, I understand.
You want that guy.
Yes.
Joe Giglio, who now works in Philly, says Zion winning this is absurd. Now, he's actually wrong about that. It's not absurd. There's an 11-year age difference.
Yeah.
No one's saying that Zion Williams would ever be Kevin Durant.
Well, nobody's saying that he wouldn't be better.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
Lewis Skolnick says 4 years ago, Durant. But he's going to be 31 at the start of next season. What the hell is he going to do with the Knicks? Alex, he'll be great for the Knicks, but for 2, maybe 3 years. So, I mean, you got a lot of that. But the overall results. And see, Joe writes this point, Joe Giglio, Zion will never be better than Kevin Durant.
Yes. You don't know that.
Look, he's probably right.
Probably.
Would you agree
with that? But never's a word you should throw out because never comes back to kick you right in the rear end.
No question. And you can't.
So you can't say never.
You can't say never. Would I agree that it's very likely Kevin Durant will have a better NBA career than Zion Williamson?
Probably.
Absolutely.
Probably
but
right.
But we are talking about an 11-year age difference.
Yes. Yes.
That's why it's
and the
close.
Guy does. I understand he's playing in college, and so, you know, it's a different world. But he does look like he's going to be a big-time player. Now,
sure.
I don't know. I mean, who knows? He's only a freshman. I'd feel better about him if he, you know, is going to play like 3 years in college basketball and then come out. I'd feel better than with that. But, I mean, the guy does look like he's, oh, my God. You know, he does look that way.
By the way, if this poll said, would you rather draft Zion Williamson or sign fictitious free agent Giannis Antetokounmpo, then it would be 80-20 Giannis.
Well, that's a different story.
Of course. The age is a huge factor in this. That's a part of why it's close.
And I'm a little worried. You have definitely put the warning signs up to me that I am a little concerned about Durant's motives of coming to the Knicks.
Well,
it's something that does concern me a little bit.
I put it in your brain because it's in my brain. Like, it's in my brain
right.
because...
No, it's fair.
I know the Nets are going to try to sign Kevin Durant. They're probably not going to succeed, but they're going to try. And while I think you should be excited if you get Durant, just like I would be excited...
I'm going to be very happy if they sign him, sure.
But I promise you this. If on July 3rd the Nets sign Kevin Durant... The third thing out of my mouth is going to be like, I'm a little concerned. What does he want here?
Is
this all about the brand?
Right.
And I'm sure that's going to be the same for you.
Yeah.
You're going to say, I'm so glad he's here. I'm stunned he's here. Hey, Kevin.
Now he's got to go get it done.
You better go win now.
Because he's going to have, I'll tell you right now, I mean, you know, he coming to the Knicks, he will have right away major pressure on him. There is major pressure on this guy right away. And the honeymoon period is not going to be long.
No,
I'm
going to
tell you that.
And that's a part of the concern that I'd have about Kyrie Irving that, no one's questioning the talent of Kyrie Irving. What I am questioning about him is he going to play enough? Guy's already missed 14 games this year.
Right.
Now, I get it. Most of the time, the Celtics are being cautious. He still has missed significant time. Last year, he missed the entire playoffs. He's never been the lead guy for a playoff team until this year. He didn't play last year. And by the way, until the Nets got through with him Saturday night, the Celtics were 11-3 without Kyrie Irving.
Right.
And think about this, Joe. Kyrie's playing with LeBron James. Couldn't wait to leave.
No, yeah,
he gets
course.
To go to this great situation in Boston, and now it feels like he can't wait to leave there.
It seems that
so
way.
What makes anyone think his next location is going to be the dream place for him?
Yeah.
It looks like he's always looking for something else.
Look, there's definitely warning signs with the free agents, guys. There's no doubt about that. There's definitely warning signs. So, I don't think they're going to win the lottery. I've said it repeatedly. They're going to probably be the fifth pick in the draft. You know, this guy Hashimura, who I did not think was, you know, to me, I saw nothing watching this kid play in a tournament that would make me want him on my team. I'm going to tell you right now, he can't catch a pass down low. I don't know how many balls hit his hands and it bounced off his hands. You know, we could go into all that forever, but whatever. I don't think the Knicks are winning the lottery. I really don't. But I stick to what I said. I would much rather take my shots with Zion and see what he is. I really would. And I'll tell you right now, if the Knicks ever won the lottery and signed Durant and traded Williamson, I would be livid.
Even for Anthony Davis.
Livid with it. Yes. Okay. No, I don't. I know. I would.
I'm with you.
Even
talk about
Anthony Davis.
Talk
yes.
about a guy that's won nothing and can't stay healthy.
That's exactly right.
Not saying you shouldn't want Anthony Davis or I shouldn't want Anthony
that's
Davis,
not the point.
But you got to look at the whole picture here instead of being blinded by talent.
Right. And if that ever happened, you take it to the bank. Zion will become the next, you know, he'll be in the conversation with LeBron and Jordan.
What
will happen.
May happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.